Pro-abortion protester to pro-lifer: "I don't love abortion, I just fucking hate you." By Hannah Blow on May 16, 2022. A pro-abortion advocate on Saturday told a pro-life demonstrator outside of the Supreme Court that he did not love abortion but just fucking hate her, calling her a controlling, unbelievable bitch. "Women deserve better than abortion," a pro-life activist shouted during protests outside of the Supreme Court on Saturday. Protests spurred by the leak of a draft Supreme Court opinion overturning Roe v. Wade. "Abortion-loving men are creepy," she repeatedly shouted as an opposing activist shouted pro-choice. "I don't love abortion. I just fucking hate you. I just hate you," he later said to the pro-life woman, calling her a controlling, unbelievable bitch. "I don't love abortion. I just can't stand her," he added. The continued protests, sporadically taking place outside of the Supreme Court as well as outside of the homes of certain Supreme Court justices, follow the historic scandal that took place earlier this month after Politico published a draft Supreme Court opinion overturning Roe. "It is time to heed the Constitution and return the issue of abortion to the people's elected representatives," the draft, reportedly penned by Justice Samuel Alito, reads in part. It explains further. "We hold that Roe v. Wade must be overruled. The Constitution makes no reference to abortion, and no such right is implicitly protected by any constitutional provision, including the one on which the defenders of Roe and Casey now chiefly rely, the Due Process Clause of the 14th Amendment. That provision has been held to guarantee some rights that are not mentioned in the Constitution, but any such right must be deeply rooted in this nation's history and tradition, and implicit in the concept of ordered liberty. The right to abortion does not fall into this category. Until the latter part of the 20th century, such a right was entirely unknown to American law. Indeed, when the 14th Amendment was adopted, 3/4 of the states made abortion a crime at all stages of pregnancy. The abortion right is also critically different from any other right that this court has held to fall within the 14th Amendment's protection of liberty. Roe's defenders characterize the abortion right as similar to the rights recognized in past decisions involving matters such as intimate sexual relations, contraception, and marriage, but abortion is fundamentally different, as both Roe and Casey acknowledged, because it destroys what those decisions called fetal life and what the law now before us describes as an unborn human being. Since the leak, the court has maintained that intimidation tactics will not work. "We can't be an institution that can be bullied into giving you the outcomes you want," Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas said earlier this month. The events from earlier this week are a symptom of that.